Nick, the day after, when you take a look at being able to open the homestand like you guys did with a much-needed win last night, just what's the mindset coming in here as you get ready for Edmonton now tomorrow?
Well, get better. It was kind of a different game last night. But we got the win. That's all that matters. We just need to look at the game and make it better. We know we can do better than that, and that's something we got to go out and prove tomorrow.
Ryan and Paul both said that it was probably the best game for your line last night. But what was the biggest difference that you noticed with the three of you?
We were skating. We were supporting each other. We were getting pucks to the net, creating chances, and that's something we haven't really been able to do. So it's going the right direction. We know what we as a line need to do to help this team win, and we're working hard to get there.
So what as a line do you guys need to do?
Well, exactly what we did. We just need to do everything better and quicker, and harder, faster. We need to work at everything as a line, create that chemistry, and it's going in the right direction.
How do you feel about as a group, as a trio, as your defensive part of the game, Nick?
As a line?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yesterday there were some hiccups, but no, it's something that we're working on. We're working on everything every single day, and obviously it can get a lot better from me and Patty for sure. So. Just got to keep working on it.
How about that save from Mrazek, though? Did you think that was for sure in?
Did I think that was for sure in right now? No. But we had a lot of time. I guess when you're coming down on 2-on-0, you're not really sure exactly what to do because you never get down on a 2-on-0. It was a nice save, obviously. A little lucky, I think, but he got over really well and made the save, so good for him.
If I'm hearing you right, you're saying you, your teammates, everyone on the team basically could do better than what you're doing right now. So if that's the case, what kind of confidence do you draw from the fact that, you know, if you're maybe not having your best game and you're allowing 40-plus shots against a division-leading team, you can still come away with a victory in a game like that?
Well, that's what good teams do. You know, when they don't play their best, they still somehow get the wins. Obviously, we want to win every single game. We got to be working hard every single day, every single game to give ourselves a chance to win every single game. And, you know, when we don't play well, that's when you turn to what everybody calls the simple game. But if we all buy into the system and do what we need to do as a team, we'll get there.
What's the challenge for a squad like yours who played so many critical games in April and May last year, and then to kind of, you know, you start from scratch and you have to have that, get that energy back, even though there's such a long road to the playoffs?
Well, we all know what it took and how it was to be in the playoffs last year. And everybody in here wants to do that again. So if we can find the way we got ourselves going last year for the playoffs, and play, be the way, get excited the way we did, we're going to get back on track pretty quick. So I think it's a new season, of course, but when we look back, we had a lot of fun. We love playing hockey. We were excited for every single game, and if we can do that, we're doing pretty well.